Brad Davidson, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we going?
A bit down in the dumps after that great start. Now to be 4-1 down. Been tough to watch.
Oh, it has been, hasn't it? It was exciting for 20 minutes, but it would be nice if our World Cup campaign wasn't on the old, struggling after one game for once, wouldn't it? But anyway, that's the way it goes. We've just been completely outclassed, haven't we?
Yeah, we have, no doubt about that. And as far as racing is concerned, well, spring might be over, or the carnival at least, but there's still some feature races in Sydney and Melbourne this weekend.
Yeah, it's still shaping up to be a good weekend, isn't it, guys? We spoke about, obviously, the Starlight Stakes, the Festival Stakes and the ATC Cup, but this weekend in Sydney and down south as well at Caulfield. We've obviously got the Zipping Classic and a few other features there this weekend, the Kevin Heffernan, the Clip Stakes as well, and the Sandown Cup, so that's at Caulfield this year. So it's shaping up to be a really decent card, and it's just a case of Australian racing these days, isn't it, that the carnivals might be over, but we tend to have a feature race on most race days now, at least some sort of listed or group race, and it's actually shaping up pretty nicely this weekend. So good weather in Sydney as well, so expecting another good track on the weekend, another fast track as we saw there at Kembla on the weekend, but yeah, hopefully the good weather can continue.
What's happened with Crusher Callow?
Yeah, 3-month ban, Loz, and a fine of $4,500 there after pleading guilty to 6 betting-related charges at a Victorian Racing Tribunal hearing yesterday. They stem back to December 2013, 24 bets placed on Thoroughbred Racing, adding up to a total of almost $4,000, and also another allegation there of the Hoop failing to declare his betting accounts to stewards on 3 separate occasions while riding in Victoria. So that was the news yesterday. So Noel will be on the sidelines for the next 3 months, and we'll see him back after that.
See the news that the Dan O'Sullivan trained Barclay Square, which we saw win the Vase, finished 6th in the Victoria Derby behind Manzois, out for the autumn.
Yeah, unfortunate news there yesterday coming through, guys. A horse that's got plenty of talent, and I just don't think he stayed the trip in the Derby, but look, his form prior to that was super, winning the Vase and running well in the Caulfield Guineas, but unfortunately picked up a pedal bone infection there at out in the Spelling Paddock, and that'll require surgery. So we'll start to, I guess, hear news building through in the next couple of months of certain horses missing the autumn due to, you know, unfortunate mishaps, but yes, it'll be around before we know it, already almost in December, so unfortunate news there, and we'll have to wait probably till later next year to see Barclay Square back in action.
Do you like anything at Warwick Farm today, Dover?
Yeah, I've gone race 5, number 5, Vindication, guys. I think he sets up well there today. 2 runs back have been terrific. Just beaten by Escalatus first up, who's gone on to run really well in midway grade, and then the other day he was just edged out by Starberetta, who's gone on to win in Saturday grade. They get the rest as well, and I know he's drawn a touch awkwardly there today, but one turn, I've got no concern with that. They just keep him out of trouble out wide. Even if he sits 3 wide there, there's no issue being the one turn. So Tommy Berry takes the mount, third up on the home track today, dry track 1100. It ticks a lot of boxes, and it's more of a sort of provincial race. So for me, happy to be with him. Race 5, number 5, Vindication is the best of the day at Warwick Farm.
Okay, that's $2.80 with Tab. Race 5, number 5 at the farm, Vindication. Davo, have a good day, mate.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.